Are you a musician that finds sometimes when you're around other musicians and they're very talented and they're doing great work that you feel like an imposter and you shouldn't be doing this and you'll never be as good as them? Is there that flip side that I have and some others have when you meet other musicians that aren't putting out the effort or just aren't quite figuring it out? And it can make you feel like maybe this isn't a good idea and music isn't the thing for you. Both sides of this coin are the same thing that we call imposter syndrome, and it can make you feel like you don't belong or maybe music isn't for you. But I promise you, that's not the case. I've got 8 great steps to go over how to avoid this situation, and we should have a think on that.
Hello, and welcome to the 145 Rural Podcast, where we are here to strengthen music careers and communities one song at a time. And now, here's your host, Jacob Wing. Yay!
Hey, everybody. Welcome to today's episode. Today is a very close subject to me and to everybody else that you've ever worked with. And it's something that really is just encompassed in all parts of our society now. We're very good at recognizing it and addressing this. And that's imposter syndrome. And all that is just when you feel like whatever you're doing, you're not meant to be there. Whatever success you're having, you're telling yourself that it's not real or it's fake. I'm not as good as so-and-so. I'll never reach the heights of this person or that person. But the truth is, it's all a lie. Imposter syndrome is just something that innately you feel as a human. But if you don't address it, if you aren't aware of it, it can cripple what you do. It can slow down your career. It can completely derail everything you've ever wanted to do. So let's address it today. Like I said in the intro, we have 8 great steps to go over. Before we get started, if you find any of our content or anything we do useful, please give us a subscribe, share it with others, give us a like, comment down below that, you know, how it helped you or how it didn't help you. And, you know, share ideas that you think would help you, how so we can make even better content, all those things down below. We really appreciate that. But let's get right into it. The first step I want to talk about, the 8 steps that I've given, 8 things that you can do to address imposter syndrome, is really one of the biggest ones that you are going to have to sit down and just do some internal reflection and do some, you know, remembering of who you were. So I want you to take this first step, and it's going to be focus on the strengths and accomplishments that you've achieved. And the thing is that you have to take a look back. Take a look at what you've done and remember where you've been. So you got to remember where you started first and foremost. You got to remember those days when you could barely play your instrument or barely sing. You have to remember those days when you didn't have any recorded music, even if you don't today, but maybe you have some. Remember those days when you weren't able to perform if you've been outperforming. Remember when those days before you did it, how scared you were or how much you thought you couldn't overcome that or you'll never be good enough. Remember all those hurdles that you've had to overcome, because I don't care where you are in your career. At some point, you've hit a wall that said, this is hard. I don't know what to do. And you found a way to overcome it. You watched a YouTube video. You got some advice. You looked for help. You worked your way through it. I promise you, at some point, you've done this. And the more that you can catalog those in your head, the more that you're able to reference those, run back and forth and grab them in your head when you need them, when you're having this feeling of being overwhelmed that I don't belong or I'm not good enough, you're going to push right through it much faster because you've got those checkpoints in your head of, oh yeah, I remember when I couldn't do that. And look what I'm doing now. Look where I am. Look what I'm able to accomplish. Look where my skill set has developed to. All those kind of things will help you instantly push through that overwhelming dread and just discomfort of imposter syndrome. The next one I want to talk about, number 2, is seeking validation from the others around you. And this comes from developing a career and surrounding yourself with those like-minded people that no matter where they are in their career, they also want to see you succeed. You want to have those people around you because they're the ones that are going to reach out and tell you, hey, I love this song you just put out, or your playing on this song was just unbelievable. It inspired me to get better and to put out more music. You know, those people that will take the time to reach out and tell you that what you're doing is great, how you're winning, you know, not find ways to tear you down or just ignore you. And the more you surround yourself and are able to get this positive validation going forward in your career, the more it's going to help you break through those moments of, and it give you, of course, so that first one we talked about, it's going to give you a couple more of those check marks in your memories to go back and say, oh, so-and-so, like, they're great. And they said that I'm doing pretty good. They know their things. They tell me the truth. And a big part of this is having somebody in your life. If you don't have it yet, seek out somebody, a close friend, a relative, if you're lucky, a significant other, that's going to be just straightforward to tell you, hey, this stinks, but you know what? You're really good and it could be better. I know what you're capable of. You know, somebody in your life that's a straight shooter is worth so much in this life. So if you can find one of those kind of validation, especially with somebody that you trust and will tell you things straightforward and they give you those moments, it helps so much. Number three, this one is cultivate confidence. And it's just one of those things that when it comes to imposter syndrome, something that really causes this is when you have somebody else around you in your life and you can see them doing very well and they're just oozing this confidence and they're able to do all these things and they're commanding a room and they instantly make you that give you that feeling of, I want to be that person. You know, a lot of that comes down to confidence, but that's not something that most people are born with. There are a couple, but a lot of this comes down to something that you have to develop. Obviously, it can naturally happen as your skills get better and you're playing bigger shows, putting out better music, and people are coming to you and telling you this confidence will grow. But it's also something that you can personally be aware of and get better at day by day by just being, I know I can do this, especially if you're putting in the hours of practice and getting the rehearsals done. This kind of thing is just something that you're cultivating as you're doing that because you already know you can do it. You just need to go up there and put on a show. You've already got that confidence and that starts to really come out. And I don't know if you want to say your aura or whatever it is, but it's whatever you're doing, it really starts to permeate through who you are and what you're doing.
Hi there, and welcome to the ad break. We're just going to take a moment to let everybody know about our community of growing members. And if you'd like to be a part of that, just look at the info below and there will be a click there for an email sign up to join in and get your voice heard. As well as you're enjoying this content, please join our Patreon at patreon.com/145world. There you can join any of our groups. And you can add to the discussion of what topics we will choose that will help you and hopefully future members of our groups, as well as join monthly Q&As and other such benefits. Again, that's patreon.com/145world, and we look forward to seeing you there. Now, back to that regularly scheduled episode and enjoy that content. Thanks again.
So that was number three. Let's go on to number four. And this one's a huge one too. And it's practice compassion and self-compassion. And a huge part of this, like I said at the beginning, is that we all go through this at some point. I don't care what you're doing. It doesn't have to be music. It doesn't have to be any area of expertise. We all go through this. We all have that moment of feeling like we're not good enough. We don't belong. And it's just debilitating. And if you could recognize that in others, reach out and give them, like we said, those check marks, that's memory of why they're good enough, validate what they're doing. But at the same time, if you're able to do this and give that to somebody else, understand that you can do that for yourself. So remember what you said to them. Remember that kindness that you gave to them and be able to do that for yourself. Yes, it's okay to be self-deprecating sometimes. And I among others, really like when people can be humble and be honest about being humble. That's a great trait to have. But self-deprecation can go too far. If you're saying the words and at some point your mind's going to start believing them and your body's going to start reacting with what your mind's telling it. So if you can show that kindness to yourself as well as others, you know, be kind and tell yourself, hey, remember all the great things you did. You could do this. You belong here. You know, just self-affirmation, all those kind of things. I know it seems silly on some level, but if you can practice that, it really can help. Moving on to number five. This one is a huge one. And a lot of, if you run into people that are this is the thing that's absolutely destroying their career, holding them back, you know, being an imposter is just defines who they are. This is a good reason why for a lot of people. And that is setting realistic goals. And I want to preface this with saying you should have huge, unrealistic long-term goals. One or two of them is very, very good to have. You should have that, I want to be a rock star goal. You should have that, I want to have this many streams or be this big or play this big of a show. There should be one or two of those that gives you a vision and a place to shoot for. You know, shoot for the moon. It's the whole idea behind the concept. But everything in between there should be realistic goals. Everything should be broken down in what you're trying to accomplish so that you can have those wins going forward. I just need to write a great song, or I just need to put together a melody, or, you know, this week I want to learn how to play this scale and improvise over this scale and bring that into a live performance. Setting goals like that are fantastic. And then, you know, adding additional ones and moving on from them. As soon as you hit one or two or three of those, adding them into your live performance. I want to be a better performer. I want to put on a better show. I want to make more eye contact with the people around me as I'm playing shows. You know, especially as guitar players or bass players or, you know, any instrument in front of you, it's really easy just to look down at what you're doing and never engage with the audience, which is, it's part of growth. But the bigger shows, the better shows you get out there, they're not looking at their instrument because it's just second nature. They're engaging with the audience. They're finding ways to, you know, add something to the atmosphere of what's going on around them. So just make sure that as you're moving forward, the more small and realistic goals you've set for yourself, it'll break through this imposter syndrome because you're feeling the wins. You know what you're doing. As I said, and the very first one, and why it was first, this is adding to those check marks of things that you get to look back and say, well, I did so-and-so. I had this goal set. I hit it. I set this goal, and I was able to do it. And it's more check marks for you to reference. All right, moving on to another one. And this kind of, they're right next to each other because they're both very, very similar, but a little different. And this one is focus on the process, not the outcome. And again, like I said, it's great that you should all have a long-term goal. You should have something in the future that you really want to be, but is a little unrealistic at this point. But a lot of people are extremely focused on getting to that point. If you're not focusing on the process of getting there, like I said, doing these steps, going through those little goals you've set, and also enjoying the moments in that process, then you get lost. And because you're never attaining that goal, because you're not the rock star yet, because you're not selling out stadiums, you're never going to be good enough. Why do it at all? And if you can find a way to enjoy the process and understand what you're doing, focus on what you're doing every day that's going to get you there, and be in that moment and be in that win when you get it. Like, yeah, I played a great show. Yeah, there's 10 people here, but man, I felt great. I got a little better. I feel more confident. You know, finding a way to do that, or even if it's just at home and recording in your own bedroom. And I was able to take a song. Usually I just do one or two, three parts. I was able to write a harmony for this part and it added to the song. I was able to bring the most out of what I'm writing. You know, all those little things are part of this process. And if you can focus on what you're doing as opposed to just, I'm not getting the end result I want. I'm not famous yet. I'm not playing big shows. People don't know my name. You know, you're just going to get lost in that sea of nothing and drown. So that's a huge one. Moving on to number 7 out of 8, and that is challenge negative thoughts. And we did talk about giving yourself compassion and self-compassion. This kind of builds upon that, but more so that as you're doing this and like you're being mindful of what you're doing and you have your checklist, you have your memories, when these things start to slip in and you find yourself being in that situation, getting that feeling, if it's not jealousy, if it's the imposter syndrome, challenge yourself instantly, knowing yourself. The more that you've been self-reflective, you'll be able to find these moments and instantly challenge yourself of, you know, you hear it like, why are you not good enough? You know, start questioning, get a little aggressive with yourself at this point where you're just, hey, why aren't you good enough? Tell me, you know, explain to me. I know you can do this. Why are you feeling this? And then the more you get into that, you're digging into, you know, we're getting into the psychological end of things, but you start digging into why you might be jealous of somebody, why you think you should be better than them, why you feel like you're not good enough or don't belong. And the more that you're addressing these issues and digging into to the real root of them, like, oh, it's because, you know, I'm jealous of them because I should have these numbers, but maybe it's because I'm not putting in the work, or maybe it's because I haven't quite got the opportunities, if you want to call that luck. But have you put yourself in enough situations to even have a chance at that. You know, you could be mad about somebody having a top show and they're opening for somebody big and you're like, oh, that should be me. I'm better than them. But how many little shows are they playing compared to you? Are they out there every night playing the bars, playing the pubs and the breweries, and you're just at home and hoping it happens to you? You know, you start to become a little more realistic and self-reflective as you're challenging yourself. So challenge those negative thoughts as they start to come up, and especially, you know, said, reference those check marks we talked about, those wins in your head that we've already gone through. Last but not least, and this one is number 8, and this is just for those of you that I've gone through and I have said all these things and none of them really resonate with you, and you can't really figure out why you're always in the imposter syndrome mindset of I'm not good enough, I can't get there. Sometimes it's okay to seek out help. And that comes in many forms. You could have good friends that you can open up with and, you know, talk with them and bounce ideas off them. If you have a significant other and you're lucky enough for that, they're great to open up with your deepest, darkest secrets and let them know exactly how you're feeling and see what they think. Beyond that, it's okay to seek out therapy. That's not a bad thing. Some people just need somebody that is trained and can help them bounce the ideas back and forth and give them a structure and an idea of why you're in this mindset, how to address it better, give you some tools that you just wouldn't have before. There's so many options out there. Obviously online, BetterHelp has become a huge thing. Obviously this isn't sponsored anyway, but if you find yourself in that situation, you don't know how to go forward and you don't know, like, none of these really apply to you and they're not working, it's okay to seek out help. And that's okay. No drawbacks. We're musicians. We're a weird bunch. We have issues to begin with. We chose a non-traditional, a very hard road to toe when it comes to a occupation to pursue. So it's okay. We're all in that boat. We all have a couple of screws loose, and seek out somebody to talk to you about that. So that's all I got for you this week. 8 easy steps for imposter syndrome. Like I said, just remember, we're all in the same boat. We all feel the exact same thing. You have wins under your belt. You have great things that you've done. Never forget that. Keep pushing forward. If there's ever a moment you need to just talk, throw it in the comments. I have a couple people that like to call me and talk to me about things that they're working through when they hit that wall. I am always a great resource. Just love to talk about that because we've all been there. I've been there many times. So just reach out. Again, thanks so much. Take some time to subscribe and like if you haven't yet. And of course, we'll see you on the next one. Bye.